5 degrees and mostly sunny here in Nashville. Good evening. I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 5:04. Middle Tennessee faces another oven-like heat wave this week. The National Weather Service has forecasted air temperatures in the upper 90s with high humidity and a heat index over 100. WPLN's Caroline Egger says this heat wave reflects a serious danger.
Since 2018, Tennessee had about 25 deaths per year attributed to heat by the CDC. But a new investigation from NPR and Boston University found that heat-related deaths aren't being tracked accurately. Their model shows that 125 Tennesseans die from heat each year. Nationally, the number is 9,000. About a third of those deaths happen in Florida and Texas alone. And this human toll could worsen as heat waves get hotter and longer, as nations keep burning fossil fuels that further warm the planet. Under a future scenario with high levels of pollution, the research group Climate Central estimated that Nashville could resemble the current climate of Houston by 2060. This signals that far greater heat-related risks are possible without radical change. Caroline Eggers, WPLN News.
Body-worn cameras start recording at one of Tennessee's most troubled prisons today. A new state law requires the privately operated Trousdale Turner Correctional Facility to purchase the equipment and train guards on how to use them for a one-year pilot program. The Tennessee Lookout reports the cameras are supposed to stay on at all times. The state's Department of Correction will be able to review footage and pass it on to district attorneys for potential prosecution. Republican Senator Tom Hatcher of Maryville sponsored the legislation. He says the goal is to improve the safety of prison guards and staff. Last year, three inmates were injured and a guard was stabbed when inmates took over at Trousdale. The facility is under federal investigation for alleged civil rights violations following assaults, murders, and